This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. There is a spike in the number of COVID-19 cases in Denver. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
Mayor Michael Hancock said on Monday coronavirus cases in the city have risen to levels not seen since the spring. Hospitalizations are up as well, which has Hancock and public health department officials worried. They say the increase is linked to college-aged people and less physical distancing. While no new rules or public health orders were introduced, the city does plan on being more assertive about its existing health orders. The city wants people to continue wearing face coverings and avoid large crowds to help curb the spread of the virus. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Denver is at the center of intense speculation and national arguments about political violence. That's after the shooting death of a man at a rally over the weekend. Leslie Herrod, a state representative for Denver, called for calm as police investigate.
I am concerned about escalation. And again, I hope that we can come together and have conversations and also look after each other and protect each other. This is not a time for violence. It's the time for us to stand up for one another and support each other in nonviolence.
Matthew Doloff, a security guard, is being held in the investigation of the death. The victim, Lee Keltner, appeared to be part of a right-wing demonstration. Congressional leaders and the White House are still haggling over a coronavirus relief package, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
It might be a long wait for another coronavirus relief package. The Senate has turned its attention to a Supreme Court confirmation as Congress and the White House remain at loggerheads over what should be included in the next package. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders dismissed a $1.8 trillion offer from the White House this weekend. Republicans balked at the price tag, while House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president wanted more money that he could control. The lack of a relief package is becoming an issue on the campaign trail, with each party blaming the other for the impasse. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
All eastbound lanes of I-70 are closed near Quebec Street in Denver. The Denver Police Department says officers are investigating a crash that left passengers with serious injuries. The University of Northern Colorado today is launching a COVID-19 surveillance testing program, and you can find more on that on our website at cpr.org. It is 44 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.